7 past 9, good morning and welcome to the program. Here we go again today, this time damning photos of Harley Bennell and lines of drugs. The Gold Coast Suns player caught on camera in March 2013, front page of the Herald Sun. It's hard for the AFL to keep this one under the wraps of the illicit drugs code, but again, I love the commentary. AFL's head of corporate affairs, Elizabeth Lucan, says the AFL is mindful of the health and welfare of the player involved and will work closely with the club to manage this issue. Sun CEO Andrew Travis said, "Our priority is the genuine concern for the player involved." When I said yesterday, "Do drugs, don't drink," is the sad message our game sends, I should have added, "Don't gamble as well." Heath Shaw had a $10 bet, was named and shamed, plus he was smacked with a 14-game suspension with 6 suspended and fined $20,000. His captain, Nick Maxwell, was named and fined $10,000 with 5 suspended after his mum had a bet. And let's not forget $1 and $2 bets by an interchange steward and a timekeeper saw them cop heavy suspensions. No such talk then of people being mindful of health and welfare. On reflection, I should have said, "Do drugs, don't drink or gamble, and the game will protect you." I'm KB. That's my take.
I think this is just so sad. I almost question whether it's appropriate that a photo like that should be put on the front page of a paper. But I wonder whether it's in the best interest of the individual. He's going to need to make sure the club gives him special counselling very, very quickly, and anyone else involved. Although it's important, a lesser degree is how the club and the AFL respond, because this is a two-finger salute to the code, to the club and to the AFL.
Our priority throughout the morning is for the genuine concern for Harley and his welfare. We can't underestimate the toll the last 12 hours could and has had on his well-being. That remains our absolute focus at this time.